Hello, friends. As you know, I've been having some difficulty with my voice. There are a number of reasons for this, but above all, I took too strong a medicine in the wrong way. So what I'm going to do right now is just a little testing. This will be a very short program because Tuya and I have climate considerations on our mind, and because of the meeting in Glasgow, a huge United Nations meeting, which is critical for the planet. So we'll be following that and giving you something on that every night here, at least night in Europe. And right now, so again, I ask your indulgence. I'm trying to recover. We have finished program 14 of Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, and we have gone from page 37 to 41. It's going to take a while to do this book. It's complex and very well organized, and we have much to learn. So just a little review. About how the Master works with impression upon the minds of their disciples, of telepathic work carried on with the Master as the broadcaster and the disciple as the recipient of impression. What is the result of this? DK tells us the latent seeds of action are drawn forth, and good effects and bad effects are developed or begin to appear. So that is the revelation, followed by the need for purification and the enrichment of one's consciousness, and then subsequent usefulness, and also when the master impresses. DK tells us it vitalizes and galvanizes the personality into a right relation to the soul, to the environment, and to humanity. Now that right relation is not easy to achieve, and many of us are the victim, unknowingly, of incomplete relations to the soul and to the environment, and that environment is external, but also subtle and internal, and certainly to humanity as a whole. So the master has his way of working, and we have, if we are wise, an analogous way of working. When we, as a group, work with individuals or with groups of individuals, basically, we have to realize that there is a tremendous power which can be let loose through this kind of group work, which is analogous to the master's work. And because we begin to realize this, we develop a guarded purity of life, astral and physical, and a watchfulness, says the Tibetan, over thoughts and ideas. Let's see. And we should be incited to a love which will safeguard you, us, from all love of power. Right now, the first ray and the second are in conflict, and we see that in a number of different countries. The majority of people are good and want the welfare of others, but some are strictly power hungry, and this love of power above all other things makes it impossible for them to even want to contribute to a developing democracy, which is really the order of the day. So, if we are attentive, we will be safeguarded from such an attitude. And our analogous position is embodied in these words by the Tibetan. Thus, you will preserve the integrity of those you seek to help. May I interpolate that if those we seek to help are enslaved by having to follow our demand or command, they do lose their integrity. So, imitating, in a way, the master, we will be put into a position from which, according to the Tibetan, going on, we will be enabled to suggest, to strengthen, and to teach subjectively with no undue influence, no forcing, and no infringement on the liberty and spiritual franchise. I guess that, may I interpolate, has the rights to vote, has a say in the matter. That's what the franchise means. So there will be no infringement of the liberty and spiritual franchise of the person concerned. Well, when we read this, we wonder, I suppose, whether we can absorb what is given by the hierarchical telepathic communicators in such a way that we can emulate them and do good and useful things within the field of the personality of those we seek to help. So DK recognizes that it is a difficult task, but he tells us we are equal to it. A difficult task, my brothers, but one to which you are equal. Given due attention and obedience to the above three injunctions as to motive, technique, and method. And those injunctions, summarizing them very cursorily, would be to be sensitive to others, tuning in on their higher nature, and also to love them and provide a loving atmosphere, and also to be very careful and precise in how we exercise our telepathic tendencies and work, because that will prove whether we have really absorbed this kind of more advanced work, or whether we are simply working academically. So three injunctions. Now, we notice, don't we, that the Tibetan is always giving instruction in outline form and in units of advice. Three of this, four of that. Now this does take us to program 15, and if I can, I will do something on it a little later. I hesitate to begin such a big subject as the science of impression, knowing that I have to stop in just a few minutes. Study the science of impression. And maybe I can just, well, it's a long paragraph, but maybe I'll just help us bridge over. The entire subject of telepathic communication can be approached under a more subjective designation or name. May I suggest that this titled Science of Impression. Is that more a subjective designation or name? And D.K. goes on, but one which is interpretive of the more universal and prior states than that of direct telepathic reception. Okay. So this is the little bridge to a wider understanding of telepathy. We have some very big chapters coming up, and we will address them as my voice heals and as the time allows. This is just a little segue meeting. Nevertheless, to keep the connection in sequence, we'll say that this is the end of 15, and it took place on the 30th, and it's a telepathy and the etheric vehicle video commentary, and starting at page 37, it appears, and then we will go on with the science of impression. Starting, hopefully, if I can get this going, on the 30th of October, from this page that we have managed to reach. Right. So it will be program 16. I apologize for speaking so slowly. It's exactly the opposite of how I used to do. But it has been required of me that I be careful now. And when you get the audio transcripts and the cloud recordings, they're pretty similar. You will be able to follow what I say more precisely. So now, getting ready for our climate work. I have to do that. And I'll just let this go for the moment. And thank you. If you got this far, thank you for getting this far. We'll talk to you soon. And bye for now.